Many thousand years ago, when the humans still lived in caves, began the following: the man, which is the bodily stronger human, could easily take a woman. The woman disliked this for several reasons, and she thought about a way to escape the bodily superior man. Only one way remained: one other man must take over the defense, the stronger the better. With this, she is sheltered from as many men as possible. How should this work? She lures him in any possible way, with that he does what she wants him to do. Which way? Every witch promises to be successful, for every price, because violence is pain, and to be sheltered from pain because of the superiority of the man, every mean is right. That means it began a sort of fraud which has the quality of violence, because it is not easy to make a man fight, violently fighting, if it is not for his personal reasons like body or health or worth s. The fraud which happens therewith wears the strength of violence. Equal to the last mean of the men, the violence, is the last mean of the women, the fraud. This is comprehensible, but results in a superiority of the women at fraud. Until today they do not have another means and like to shelter themselves and their provision. Look at future planning. There is an unspoken women rule saying for the better man every means is right, even fraud between mates. The men are given hell because they are not faithful. These days the following problematic can arise. It is well known that violence is not the right way. In case a man wants to go the way without violence, exerting no violence, the human can recognize it from that he does not exert violence. In case a woman wants to go the way without violence means she renunciates the violence equal mean, the fraud. This is not as easy recognizable as the man's renunciation. As reason for the violence renunciation of the men and the women can be two possibilities. First, reinitiated is out of conviction. Second, reinitiation is pretended, for example for want of opportunity. At men the reinitiation is easy to recognize with both cases. Indeed, threat of violence shows indirection pretended reinitiation and does not solve the problem completely. As long as violence reinitiation is holded, it is an improvement of the situation. At women it is more difficult to recognize, if they want fraud renunciation out of conviction or pretended.